Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits. After a day off, we are here for the MLB postseason. The quick 60-game sprint is in the books. Four games today. AL Wildcard Day 1 kicks things off tomorrow. We have eight games. It's going to be absolutely bananas. But we got four games tonight. This will be super quick. A couple housekeeping notes. If you give a rate and review on iTunes, that'd mean a lot to the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits. If you prefer to watch this, you can go to the RotoBar YouTube channel, give a subscribe, like, and share, and all that good stuff. And also, if you want to get in the free Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat, just let me know. We'll get you in over there. But again, this will be a quickie. We'll go over the four games. We'll go game by game on this slate compared to normal. But looking at the lines right now, Astros Twins, 7.5. White Sox A's, 7.5. Jays Rays, 7.5. Yankees Indians, 6. And the Rays are -200 favorites. Against the Jays. That's a biggie. Everything else, oh, and the Twins are -167 over the Astros. Everything else pretty neck and neck. White Sox are actually road favorites against the Oakland Athletics. All right, let's get cracking on this slate. Again, game by game, really, really fun stuff to break down here at 11 Pacific time, 2 Eastern. Houston takes on the Minnesota Twins. Again, Minnesota big favorites in this one. You got Kenta Maeda versus Zach Greinke. Maeda is a target of mine at $8,000. As consistent as they come. Again, it's Tuesday. Just because it's the playoffs doesn't mean it doesn't continue over at RotoBar. The free DraftKings play. Maeda, I break down a little more in depth on that slate. Just look at his overall production this season. He's gone 6 or more innings in all but 2 of his 11 starts this year. He's given up no more than 3 earned runs in every start. So if you do the math on that, that is 9 quality starts in 11 outings. He essentially gets you 20-plus points on the season. He's averaging 24 DK points per start this season. So that is outstanding. The one thing when you're facing the Houston Astros, and we talked about it time and time again, not a massive strikeout team, especially versus right-handed pitching in the month of September, striking out about 18.5% of the time, give or take, but not a lot of power either. ISO well below 200, batting average around 240. They started to hit towards the last week of the season, but I'll take my chances when you're looking at Kenta Maeda versus Houston Astros team and see what I can pull off there. The Astros have a 3.3 team total. Lefty's hitting 291, righty's 222 off Kenta Maeda. So definitely something I can get behind there. And on the flip side of things, I like targeting with the Minnesota bats on this one. Twins have a 4.2 team total, second highest on the slate. Lefty's 250, righty's 291 versus Zach Greinke. But Greinke is something to behold as of late. You know, he limits the hard contact. I'll give him that. But when you look at his game log of late and you go and just peek around at things, since August 23rd, when we separated more out here on Fangraphs, since August 23rd, that's 2, 4, 6, his last 7 starts, at least 3 earned runs in each start. He's given up at least 1 home runs in 4 of those 7 starts, 2 home runs in 2 of those 7 starts, which is pretty big. The strikeouts for like between 3 to 6 in almost all but 2 starts, so he's not striking out the world. He's going 5 or 6 innings in most starts, so not going super deep. The Astros bullpen's been very suspect of late. I'm sure he's limiting things to 38% hard contact, which is good for Greinke, but he's also giving up a 10.5% barrel rate. So there's a lot of things to look at with Zach Greinke, a 288 batting average against, still striking out 26%, doesn't walk many at 3.1%, but a lot of pitch to contact with Greinke this year. And when you look at Greinke, he doesn't have like nasty splits or anything. When you look at lefties and righties, when you go through Fangraphs here versus left-handed hitters, you know, they're hitting a whopping 206 against them, but with a 234 wOBA. But you go a little deeper, 0.3 home runs per 9. They're not doing a ton versus him at all. But when you look at, like, say, right-handed hitters, they're going to have a little more success versus Greinke. They're hitting 305 with a 354 wOBA. So something to think about when you're targeting those Minnesota Twins, he's also giving up almost 1.5 home runs per nine to right-handed hitters in this one. So I like you can look at the Twins' bats on this one for sure. You got like some Nelly Cruz supposed to be back at $4,900. He's always in play, especially in big games like this. Donaldson's day-to-day. I do like Eddie Rosario. I know I just mentioned all the righties, but Rosario at 42, coming in hitting safely, 9 of his last 11, hitting over 300. He's hitting 292 for the month of September. So he's hitting a pretty steady bat, and at $4,200, get you some savings so you can pay up for pitching on this slate. So a guy like Eddie Rosario is pretty strong. You got Sano in a GPP at 38 you can play with, but you can mix and match your Twins. Big reverse splits on Greinke this season, righties versus lefties, something to target there. I like Maeda on the bump. If you want to go with your Astros, you can. Bregman's their hottest hitter. He's 48. Springer at 53. So you're paying up for their big boys. The rest of them are, you know, your cheaper options. Maybe Kyle Tucker at 41 is a one-off. Michael Brantley at 37 if you want to go that direction. But for me, it's Twins in this one. It's Kenta Maeda. Really strong SP2 on DK tonight when I'm building Zim lineups. All right. White Sox, A's, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific. Giolito, Lizardo. This is a good pitching matchup right here. You got two young arms going at it by the bay. Giolito at $8,300 and Lizardo both 83. Very interesting price tags. You got two teams that are kind of going in different directions right now. It's really crazy to go and take a peek at because you got the A's whose bats have just been atrocious this year as a whole. Just can't get it going. Olsen's like he's home run or nothing type situation, which is very, very annoying, of course. When you look at an A's team, they against right-handed pitching, Oakland, 24% K rate versus righties this year, 227 average, 177 ISO. Not great, not great. So a good spot there for Giolito at $8,300. I think he'll be kind of popular. The A's are always scrappy. I'll give them that. And the reason to use A's bats potentially is A, low ownership, and B, if you get past Giolito or when you get past Giolito, the White Sox bullpen's not like world beaters by any means. They have some flamethrowers. They're going to have an expanded, you know, bullpen for the playoffs, it looks like, with these rules they're making. So you could have a little better bullpen than usual, but as a whole, not too much to worry about there. Now, on the flip side, you have the Chicago White Sox, and Timmy Anderson's already letting people know that A's must not have done the research because we hit 285 with a 238 ISO and a 376 WOBA versus left-handed pitching. They strike out 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching this season. They are very, very strong against lefties, and I've already seen that narrative all over the place. Do I want to use the White Sox today? They're tempting. I don't mind them. I like the Twins. I like another team later. You have a White Sox team when you're looking at this slate with a 3.93 team total, third highest on the slate. Lefties 254, righties 314 off Jesus over the last calendar year. Let's look a little deeper at Jesus Lizardo over just this season as a whole when Jesus is facing right-handed hitters, which the White Sox will throw out a heavy right-handed lineup in this one. Righty's hitting 256, 326 WOBA versus Jesus, 1.6 home runs per nine. That's not ideal when you're looking at the grand scheme of things there for Mr. Jesus Lizardo. It's going to be warmer by the bay as well, so keep that in mind. The ball might be flying midday game there in Oakland. He threw three out. His last outing was a BS outing when they pulled him out of the bullpen to get some work against the Dodgers. Got hit around there, but then he shut down the Giants, got hit around by Seattle, okay against Houston, hit around by the Padres, gave up a little to Texas. He's given up like two or more runs in all of his last five starts, four of his last five starts, three or more in three of those five. He's given up a lot of home runs of late. He had three home runs to the Seattle Mariners recently. He's kind of on a roller coaster ride, but even during all that, struck out at least seven. And the White Sox do strike out close to 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So the White Sox are definitely in play on this one. I'm not going all in on them, and the difference is they're going to be priced. You got Abreu at 51, Timmy Anderson at 51. Both good looks there. Moncada was heating up over the last week or so, so you can kind of go back to him as a little bit cheaper at 47. He's heating up in fantasy production. Still only hitting like $167 over his last 10, but he's getting you 7 to 8 points a game, which will help you out on slates like this, usually lower scoring than most things because these pitching duels are pretty legit, and you're going to see a lot of pitching changes out of the bullpen, so you got to kind of play that game, given not as many now with that stupid rule of a minimum of three hitters. But you can look at some of the White Sox. James McCann versus a lefty is always fun at $3,800. The catchers, but we'll switch over to the one more White Sox for you. One more White Sox. Lou Bob's $3,300. And I wanted to talk about him because he's a great GPP play, in my opinion. He's boomer bust. He was on fire for us the first half of the season, got close to 5K in price tag. We were using him all the time. Then he hit a massive slump, a rookie wall, whatever you want to call it. He's down to $3,300 today. And he's a guy that you know can put up massive production with just like getting on base, stealing some bags, got the power, all those little things. He's GPP only, but he's $3,300. He allows you to pay up for other guys, gives you a nice, you know, ceiling, very low floor, but he's a guy that can put up 20 points in a heartbeat. So Lou Bob at 33, I think, is a very, very intriguing GPP play for the upside you get tonight. Now on the A side of things, Olsen's always GPP viable at 47. Tommy Listella at 46. If you're stacking, those are a good 1-2 punch there. And then you can look at some savings for the A's if you want to be different tonight. And that starts with guys like Ramon Laureano, who's kind of got it going towards the end of the season there. He's at 4K. Jake Lamb's at 38. I'm not running to play Jake Lamb, but he even homered his last day of the year. He's a super punt if you want to go there. But the one piece of the A's that I'm really looking to use today is Sean Murphy at $3,600 at catcher. One of the cheaper catchers I'm looking at on this slate. The dude is raking, having a really, really strong season. I wrote him up over there at RotoBaller, so go check out those stats. But when you're looking at pitchers duels like this, and a lot of the catchers are priced up pretty high, Murphy's one of the cheaper catchers I actually trust. So 36 hundo, even when he's not hitting the ball, he's got a walk rate over 20% in the month of September. He played 16 games in September. He's safely in 10 of 16. He's walking over 20% of the time. He's stuffing the stat sheets for you. He's not leaving you with a ton of goose eggs, which is huge. So Sean Murphy at 36 is a guy I'm looking to target at the catcher's position this evening. All right, game three on this four-game AL wildcard set. Toronto, Tampa Bay, starting at 5 Eastern, 2 – or, yeah, 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific for you there on the East Coast. And this is one that's going to be very, very popular today, boys and girls. Very popular. You got Blake Snell versus Matt Shoemaker, who only made one appearance in September, September 21st. Didn't pitch prior to that until August 21st. He threw 3 innings. Thus, he's the opener today. And coming up after him, it's not 100% set in stone, but it's like 95% set in stone, is the one, the only, Robert Ray. So this is going to be a very, very interesting game tonight. You can look at Blake Snell. I got no problem with Blake Snell. I'm not running to use Blake Snell. I get it. He's been very, very shaky, though, also. Lefties over the last year, 341. Righties, 296. He's given up a lot of hard contact. Strikeouts are there, but he hasn't thrown super deep into the games. A lot of question marks there. The thing with the Rays and Snell, they have a very strong bullpen. So even when Snell comes out, not the easiest road to walk for the Toronto Blue Jays. But when you're looking at the Jays, you know, if you're going to get Snell for a couple trips through the rotation, Teoscar Hernandez at 51 is always good. You got Bo Bichette at 49, very, very strong, playing good ball. Vladito at only 42, I think it's nice savings, a nice piece of this Toronto action. If you are stacking, you can get an affordable piece to go with a Teoscar or a Bo in the situation. I do like Kevin Biggio quite a bit at 5K. He'll get overlooked because of the lefty-lefty, but it's lefties just fine. So Biggio's a strong play. But my favorite one is Vladito, and then you can save money. You got Grichik, who's smoking it. I always like Gurriel. Gurriel's only $3,600. So this game's game stackable to me. It's very affordable. Blake Snell is going to be a target for a lot. I can see the appeal, but I also like the baby Blue Jays in this one to put up some runs. But more importantly, I like the Tampa Bay Rays are the highest team total on the slate to put up some runs. You got Matty Shoemaker, then Robert Ray, and then a bullpen that's just not that great. So there's a lot to like with the Tampa Bay Rays today. They should be the chalk of the chalk, so that's something to keep in mind, but for very good reasons. You got guys like Brandon Lau at $4,900 having a monster season. He's worth paying up for tonight because he hits righties and lefties. He's actually hit lefties a little better than righties this year. So it's very intriguing with a guy like Brandon Lau. People see these situations. They're going to go outside because of Shoemaker. So there's a strategy of, let's put all the righties in, or all the lefties in. But I'm also saying some righties, like, check the lineup. If Mike Brosu makes the lineup, 45 hundo, first base, third base, we know how he mashes lefties, gets one appearance through Shoemaker, then he gets Robert Ray, boom, goes to dynamite. I still like Lau quite a bit at 49. Willie Adames at 41's got some upside for savings. But second base, third base, you got Joey Wendell at $3,900. Very good piece of savings on this slate. As consistent as they come, if you've been following my work, we've been on him for about a couple weeks now, hitting 389 over his last 10 games, 9, 12, 16, 11, 13, 6, 5, 21 over his last 8. Very productive, 39 hundo, second base, third base, get you some variability there. And another cheapie I like from Tampa Bay, Randy Arozarena, hitting usually third, but anywhere from first to third in this Rays lineup. Power, speed, 3 steals, 3 homers over his last 10. Putting up double-digit production, 38 hundo, hits righties, hits lefties, doesn't care. Very strong look there. So like an Arozarena, Wendell, Lau situation I like quite a bit. There's a lot of ways to go about it. Check the lineups. But I like getting some of the righties in there when everyone flocks to the lefties because they see Matty Shoemaker. realizing, hey, Robert Ray's coming in. You're going to have bullpen coming in. Take advantage of that situation. That's one way to do it with the Rays. The Rays and Jays, this is a game. I mentioned how you can – this is your game stack one. Like you got Minnesota in game one, Chicago White Sox and Oakland. That's going to be the interesting one because on paper it looks like a pitching duel, but I wouldn't be shocked if it's like a 6-4 type ballgame. And that's where it's not like a full stack situation, but there might be a couple long balls. Like you can get a couple pieces from that game. Like stack here, get a little stack here, a couple pieces from here. And then you go to the nightcap, which is must-see TV. Get you ready for the great debate tonight. And this is the important one, as Alex Fast tweeted out this morning. And gosh darn it, he's always got the goods. He tweets out, hit the great debate we're all waiting for tonight, Garrett Cole, Shane Bieber, hitting the bump together. This is where it's at. Like, you're super contrarian players. If you're playing massive tournaments, if you're playing even 20 max for some reason, like on four-game slates, I don't condone cash very often. You could play cash, but I want single entries, three-entry max on situations like this. And if you're playing this slate, you're using one of Bieber and Cole. In cash, you can almost argue using both. I would, if you're going to use one or the other, I'd pair them up with Kenta Maeda in cash and in GPPs. That's where I'm going. But what I'm going to, if you're using the max entry philosophy, you better have a stack of each team against one of the aces. And what I'll also suggest is don't be afraid if you're using one of these guys, like if you're using Garrett Cole, don't be afraid to use J-Ram because A, it'll make you really unique. And Cole can throw a gym and still go up home runs. We've talked about that time and time again. But back to the matter at hand, Bieber 9K, Cole 8-6, both phenomenal. I'll take the savings with Garrett Cole. That's just me. The Yankees offense, they've been very rough. I get it. Let's just look at the month of September. Let's narrow things down a little bit over this sprint season. Let's go from 60 games to like 30. No, like more like, you know, 35 to 25, something along those lines. So we got September 1st to September 27th. Let's update things here. Versus, let's prefer right-handed pitchers since that's what we're talking about here. All right. The Cleveland Indians. Versus right-handed pitching, 23.5% K rate, 233 average, 144 ISO. I would love to have a filter to take Jose Ramirez out of that and tell me exactly how bad they are because J-Ram has been nothing short of amazing this season, especially in September. So this Indians offense is dreadful. You got a guy like Garrett Cole who's been absolutely filthy of late. He had a hiccup for a couple games, did the same thing last year. He's right of the ship, as they say. He has given up one earned run or less in four straight starts. He's got at least six innings in all four starts. He has at least seven Ks in all four starts. He has 27.9 or more DK points in all four starts. He's been absolutely electric, given two versus Baltimore, two versus Toronto, big strikeout oppositions. But still, phenomenal stuff this season with Garrett Cole. I will go right back to the well against an Indians offense that is next to just really, really bad. Then you got Shane Bieber, and there's the argument that he faced the AL Central. The NL Central. That's a very fair argument. Very fair argument. He's still been damn dominant. There's no sugarcoating that at all. Strikeout leader in the major leagues, likely AL Cy Young. There's arguments for AL MVP. He's only gone five innings in two of his last four starts. He's given up three earned in two of his last three starts. He's given up the long ball in the last couple starts. He has the ability to go up the long ball, but he's still getting you, even through all that, 22 or more. He's got 28 or more in three of four. He's still getting you nearly 30 points a game. They're both phenomenal plays. I don't doubt any of them. But I mentioned Cleveland stats over the last month. Over the last month, the Yankees striking out 19.5% of the time. 258 average, 207 ISO, 354 wOBA. Obviously, much more power, much deeper lineup when it comes to the Yankees. So I'll take Cole. I'll take the $400 savings. I'll pair Cole up with Maeda and go there. If you want to use Bieber, I am not going to talk you out of that because I think he's a phenomenal play with a very good floor. But give me Cole in this matchup in Cleveland against Bieber and the Indians. Now, if you're using bats, I mentioned J-Ram at 53. I'm a huge fan of that. Cole gives up almost two home runs per nine to left-handed hitters. He's calmed down of late. He has only given up, like, I think, one home run or two home runs over his last four starts, which is big for him because he used to be guaranteed at least one, if not more, every start. So J-Ram at 53, still no problem playing him tonight the way he's swinging the bat. Other than that, you could look at a Lindor who's been a very, very up and down. Pick your poisons there, but it's pretty much J-Ram or nothing for the Indians for me. And then when you're looking at the Yankees against Bieber, I feel like either you need to go all or nothing against them. I mean, you need to go with guys like the Judges and the Voits and LeMahieu. If I'm doing a one-off, it's LeMahieu just because I think he can piece together a couple hits, score some runs, maybe get you 8-plus points, which at $5,200 isn't ideal, but I can see it, you know, being good because they'll come up to no ownership at all. No one's going to be owned in this game besides the pitchers. So this is where you get your leverage if you want to. But, you know, you can't argue Voit power versus righties. Aaron Judge is Judge. He's starting to slowly get it going. So those are your big boys for sure. You can mix and match. Like Aaron Hicks is discount at 36, Gardner at 33, both discounts. Like on the Indian side, Taylor Naquin probably starts versus Coley's 2,800. So if you're looking for savings, they're there in this lineup. I'm just not running to play these bats. I respect Cole and Bieber this much. Like, we'll play Yankees in Cleveland the next few days. Like, when there's Plesac or Carrasco or Tanaka or some of these other guys, we'll play those bats those days. Tonight we play Tampa Bay. Tonight we look at Toronto. Tonight we play Minnesota. Then we kind of sprinkle in some White Sox A's action. That's where we're at tonight. So when we look at the slate as a whole, pitching-wise, for me it's Gerrit Cole, it's Kenta Maeda. If you need to use someone else, Bieber and Blake Snell are the other two options. But I want Cole, I want Maeda. That's my 1-2 punch. That's my floor I want to go to battle with, and I love the upside there. So that's where I'm going in this one. And when you're looking at the bats, like I said, Tampa Bay with some affordable players like Arez Arena helped quite a bit there to build around, and Wendell to go with your Lauz and company. Toronto, the righties. Don't forget the righties in this one, because Blake Snell can get hit around. So that's good. I think Vladito at 42 is affordable. Grichik's cheap. Gurriel at 36 are good to go with the big boys up top. And then Minnesota, you know, I mentioned the splits for Greinke. Righties are hitting them 304 this year. They're hitting them very, very well compared to lefties. So Cruz, Sano in a GPP. Mitch Garver's back, but he stinks this year, so be careful. But, hey, YOLO, four-game slate if you want to get there. He's cheap this week. He's cheap today. I like Eddie Rosario at 42. You got Kepler. Twins are very, very live on this one. So that's where I'd be going on the slate. It's going to be a doozy. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. Elizabeth Grubb in the chat. Giolito and Maeda with a twin stack. Wendell, Abreu, McCann, DK. That could work. Giolito's not bad. Like, I tell you, that A's White Sox game is going to be interesting, because it smells pitcher's duel at the same time. It's got some weirdness to it that I think maybe it's more the bullpen gets hit around, not the starter so much. So I do like the twin stack. I love the bats. Twin stacks with Wendell, Abreu, McCann. Big fan of the bats. Giolito could be a difference maker for you. I'm with you there. Giolito's price on FanDuel is where you want to go, because the other guys are expensive. Giolito's got a big upside on FanDuel. I'm a big fan of that. But good question, Elizabeth. And if you have any more questions, everybody, hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. I'll be happy to help you out there. Also, if you want to get in the free Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat, just fire away and I'll get you up in there. Otherwise, rotoballer.com. Join the premium package. Get premium Slack chat, premium tools, premium articles to go with all the free stuff they offer at Rotoballer. Promo code Bubba gets you taken care of there. But hey, we have made the playoffs. It's going to be a great day. And tomorrow, 8 games of baseball postseason action. So get ready with that. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Good luck today. 4-game slate, AL wildcard, day one. MLB DFS Quick Hits, your September 29th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price, and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.